Faith-based advice for newlyweds, how to guard against financial stress. When two people start life together, money often becomes one of the first areas where tension rises. Typically, it is not only because of bills or savings accounts, but also how each person views security, freedom, and responsibility. One spouse may feel anxious about spending while the other feels restricted, and those differences can steadily grow. Faith-based advice for newlyweds is a great way for young couples to see that financial stress is not just a matter of figuring out the numbers. It is about building trust and honoring God in the way they manage resources. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, ESV. This well-known verse in Ecclesiastes is a good reminder that marriage is meant to be a partnership, and money is one of the areas where the foundation of that partnership can be greatly tested. The risk of avoiding honest conversations. Many couples avoid talking about money in the beginning because they fear disharmony. Better not to rock the boat, right? Silence, however, does not protect the relationship. When one person feels burdened or unheard, resentment builds. That resentment doesn't stay in the budget. It spills into communication, intimacy, and even spiritual connection. There is free faith-based advice for newlyweds right there in our Bibles that encourages couples to bring these conversations into the light, where honesty and prayer can replace silence and distance. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 offers a grounding reminder saying, "Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" This verse helps couples remember that God's presence is more secure than any paycheck. When normal life brings financial stress, financial strain doesn't always arrive when a big problem happens. More often, it builds slowly through the ordinary rhythms of life, such as different views on how to budget for groceries or household items, pressure to keep up with friends or family's lifestyles, unclear expectations about saving for the future. One partner earns more and feels entitled to more control. These triggers may seem insignificant, but they add up. Newlyweds need to learn early on what these tiny stress points are and address them before they become major differences. Why money becomes a deeper problem. Money disagreements are rarely just about money. They also reveal deeper issues like fear, control, or insecurity. When couples argue about spending, they are usually expressing something else, a need for safety, a desire for freedom, or a fear of failure. Without guidance, these emotions can harden into mistrust. What is needed is a way to reframe money stress as an opportunity to understand each other better and to invite God into the conversation. Luke chapter 16, verse 11 challenges us with these words. "If, then, you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches?" This verse reframes money management as a spiritual responsibility, not just a practical one. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7 adds another humbling reminder. "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender." Couples who take this to heart understand why debt can weigh heavily on a marriage and why wise choices matter from the start. The Bible illustrates so many of these relatable metaphors that can help bring faith into financial conversations in a practical way. Helpful steps to guard your marriage from financial stress. Trade roles for a week. Let the partner who usually avoids budgeting take charge for a week, while the one who usually controls spending steps back. This role reversal builds empathy and helps each person see the other's perspective. Set a no-purchase zone. Agree on one category where neither of you spends without talking first. It could be clothing, eating out, or subscriptions. This small boundary teaches teamwork without controlling every dollar. Create a gratitude list. Before discussing money, write down three things you appreciate about your spouse. Reading this list aloud shifts the tone of the conversation and reminds you that the relationship matters more than the numbers. Plan one generous act together. Choose a small way to give, whether to your church, a neighbor, or a cause you both value. Generosity breaks the cycle of fear and reminds you that money is a tool, not a master. Financial stress is real, but it does not have to define your marriage. With faith-based advice that focuses on trust, empathy, and prayer, you can guard your relationship against the pressures that money brings from the get-go. If you feel that some of these challenges are already weighing on your new marriage, faith-based counseling can offer a safe place to talk through them. Consider reaching out to our reception team at Texas Christian Counseling McKinney today. Taking that step is a choice to protect the love you have just begun to build.